If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And speaking about employment, South African unemployment numbers dropped yesterday by just over 1%. This is good news, albeit not so much, but it's something.
You're quite right there, Cesar. It is something, but of course that does raise ongoing concerns about the state of South Africa's economy. So Stats SA did publish the quarterly labor force survey and index for the last quarter of 2024. And essentially we did see that unemployment did drop by at least 0.2% there, highlighting the fact that there was an increase of at least 132,000 jobs that were created. Now, what's important to note is that typically the last quarter of the year does see seasonal shifts in terms of employment trends. So think of places like hospitality and the restaurant space, including financial services, actually accounted for the most significant contributions to the job creation opportunities. This also included the private sector, as well as the informal sector, so also showing some robust performances there. In our conversation with Stats SA last night, they did comment on Kaya Biz that the challenge, though, still remains largely within the heavy industrialized sectors. So think mining and manufacturing, which continue to see slippage or reduction in jobs that has been taking place over the long-term trend. Another key concern to note is, of course, the relentless concerns regarding youth unemployment and specifically how that does impact black females under the age of 35 who continue to be the face of unemployment in South Africa, with that rate still sitting well above around 60%. So ultimately, small changes, it's not enough to actually see the improvements that we need from a societal point of view, but the small wins are worth acknowledging.
Okay. And so freight forwarders in South Africa are also complaining about missed opportunities. Tell us about that.
I find this one really interesting because for anyone who purchases any item, whether it's your furniture, whether it's your consumables, typically most of these products actually need to be moved. And that's what the Freight Forwarders Organization does represent. Movement essentially from container ships to the port, how that makes its way up our highways and byways and essentially into the different distribution centers and retail stores that we're familiar with. And what they've highlighted is that the ongoing challenges and concerns regarding the poor performances of our ports and, of course, our rail networks being delayed does lead to financial loss of at least R1 billion a day that we could be actually improving and increasing in terms of economic contribution to the economy. So it's quite substantial because this is also something that will likely be mentioned in today's budget speech by the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, where essentially he views and the support that he offers to Transnet will likely play an influence and a role here.
Okay. So what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets, the JSE All Share Index will open up from a positive close that we had just yesterday. So 89,061 points. Also significant to note that this is flirting with new all-time highs. So should we maintain this momentum? A lot of investors' pockets will be looking quite positive in the next few months. We're at 18.41 to the US dollar, 23.24 to the British pound, and now 19.24 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.